President Obama spoke this morning about the earthquake in Haiti. He said the Caribbean nation has the unwavering support of the United States, and he described a coordinated U.S. effort to help rescue survivors and deliver humanitarian relief.
This is a time when we are reminded of the common humanity that we all share. With just a few hundred miles of ocean between us and a long history that binds us together, Haitians are our neighbors in the Americas and here at home. So we have to be there for them in their hour of need.
President Obama also said his thoughts and prayers are with the many Haitian Americans who don't yet know the fate of loved ones affected by the earthquake. The World's Katie Clark spoke with some Haitian Americans here in Boston.
Radio Energy is a low-power commercial station serving the more than 43,000 Haitians living in the greater Boston area. Boston is the third largest Haitian community in the U.S. The station broadcasts out of a nondescript office building in Boston's Mattapan neighborhood. There isn't even a sign out front. When news broke yesterday of the earthquake, regular music programming was scrapped. This modest studio is now news central for Haitians desperate for information about family and friends back home. Host Robert Loren has been fielding calls for several hours. He's being helped by other staff, including Jonas Belazaire.
She's trying to get information from her family, her mom, and she said this radio is the only hope that they have, and if you know anything, just let us know, and we'll keep you in prayer.
Outside, Belazaire confides that he has a few prayers of his own right now.
I haven't heard from my parents, and the craziest thing is that we have like a house, church, school all together, and there are like four stories, and it's near a ravine. That ravine, they said, it's gone. Like everything that was next to the ravine sank in, and then the foundation, I know I was there when they were building it. The foundation is so strong. The only person that I kept talking to is one of my friends. He lives on the mountain, and he kept texting me to let me know what's going on. So far, he told me Hotel Montana, they had to pick up some people out so they can check if they're okay.
So was the hotel standing?
No, hotel was dropped, but there were still people inside the hotel they were trying to rescue. Some people came out alive, and thank God. And some people didn't make it. I talked to one of the old news reporter in Haiti. He's in Miami, and he was telling the Port-au-Prince that you used to know it's not the same anymore. Everything is just dropped.
Are you anxious to return to Haiti to see for yourself?
I am. I'm very anxious. I am.
Radio Energy has been able to relay information it's been getting via cell phone and internet radio from Haiti. The station's director, Yvonne Grandchamp, says he and the rest of the staff haven't slept much in the past 24 hours. They all know someone affected by the earthquake.
It's a very disturbing moment. You know, all call it's about it. And we have a responsibility as a member of the community. So we have a responsibility, and that's what we're doing now. So go home and come back. We have no choice.
Haitians, unfortunately, sadly, have dealt with many, many natural disasters, meant much political disruption.
Been through a lot. Since our independence, we've been through a lot.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. It probably is God's will. You know, most of us believe in God, so probably God have, you know, a reason. This, what can you do in a situation like that? Because it's a natural disaster. There's nothing you can do.
Except keep answering the phones if you work at Radio Energy and the community needs you. For The World, this is Katie Clark in Boston.